This is the Farmer's Calendar essay for March 2014. In America's early days, fresh vegetables were scarce or non-existent during the late winter months. Colonists referred to the period from January through March as a starving time, because stored crops had often run out, and in northern climates the ground was too frozen to start new ones. By raising some of their crops in cold frames and hotbeds, families could extend the growing season by a month or more on either end. In some southern locations, they could garden right through the winter. A cold frame is a glass-topped, bottomless box that is often built into the ground or bermed with earth to retain heat. Inside it, colonists planted cool-season vegetables such as carrots, lettuce, and peas for an early crop. Later in the season, they replanted for a fall and early winter harvest. Beans, cucumbers, squashes, and other warm-season plants were started in hotbeds, a cold frame in which at least 2 feet of manure was buried under the soil. As the manure decomposed, it gave off heat to the plant's root zone. These structures also served as a protected place to store the harvest, harden off new seedlings, force spring bulbs, and incubate eggs, which shows that despite the starving time, the colonists weren't starving for new ideas.